Time now for radio theater. Tom Isbell, phoning it in. He can do that. When you get that good, you can do that kind of thing. Tom Isbell.
Good morning, Lisa.
Director, playwright, once again, going to the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival.
Yes, we're pretty darn exciting. That's going to warm us up, right?
Boy,
there.
No. Well, it's Iowa.
Well, yes. But that is South, apparently.
Those of us from southern Minnesota, we kind of mock Iowans in a friendly kind of way. We tend to tell jokes about them and be unpleasant. But that's not appropriate right now.
No, not today. No.
So how many times has the theater department gone to? It seems like we do this story every year. Oh, the UMD theater department's so cool. They're going to the Kennedy Center Award, you know, thing.
We're pretty blessed. It feels that way. This is the 12th time since 1985. So I think that's like every 3 years-ish, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, 12 times.
Wow.
Yeah, we're pretty excited.
All right, so tell me, you got to be honest now. You can't be self-effacing, because I know that that's the way you want to roll.
Uh-huh.
How many times has the UMD Theater Department gone with a show you've written?
That I've written, well, I co-wrote Dear Finder along with 7 students, and I guess I wrote this. So I
well,
guess
this, yeah.
I guess that's 2.
Wow. So when... I'm trying to phrase this question, and my brain is still a little bit freezing. It's a little bit freeze-stalled this morning. I need somebody to dump a can of heat on my head or maybe in one of my ears. That might help. I'm wondering if you were cognizant as you were writing the show, because it seems that it would have been easy to tip this One River show over into being kind of an inside joke with people here in the Northland. Not a joke, but I mean kind of an insider sort of thing that people who didn't know Duluth and didn't know these people and didn't know the area wouldn't really resonate with.
Yeah.
And yet, obviously, that didn't happen.
Well, I think it's a very real thought, and because I think it's one of the play's strengths, which is it's a play of this community. It's these people, and so there is this whole extra layer of appreciation when the events of the 2012 flood, for example, are recounted, and you know all these places, and you remember the picture of the seal, and you remember hearing the story of the polar bear, et cetera. And you know Laura Erickson, and you know Sheila Paca, and you know these people. And so there is that level of appreciation, which is why I think the community has been so awesome in supporting this play. And so that was very much in our minds. And so when these 2 respondents came from out of town, one from Minneapolis, one from Iowa, and they said they came into the experience with the same, you know, not anxiety, but the same concern of the same thought. And they said very quickly that went away because they found the theme so universal. So they didn't know... They hadn't heard of Proctor necessarily or Hermantown. They didn't know these people, but they just felt that everything, it was very universal and it spoke to them as well. And of course, the themes of water and how precious that resource is, that's extremely universal.
Definitely something that is at the forefront of people's minds now.
Yeah.
So the UMD Theater Department has kind of gone all the way with this festival in the past. And
right.
I always kind of think there's sort of a paradox in the idea of competitive theater.
Yeah, right, right.
It sort of sounds to me like it was the kind of thing that somebody came up with because the theater people, you know, wanted to have pep rallies at their stuff, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, well, you should have seen the way we kicked their butts in theater this weekend. But... So this is the 6-state regional competition.
That's right.
And assuming, you know, that you will outscore the other teams, I mean casts, what happens then?
Oh, well, nothing anymore. About 5 years ago, they made the decision, the Kennedy Center made the decision, purely because of funding, that they could no longer bring plays to Washington, D.C., to the National Festival. So at this point, there is no competition. It's really, I mean, it's called a festival, and it really is. It's a chance for us to do the play. We'll do it 4 times down there. And it'll just be an opportunity for other actors, students, faculty from our region to see it, and for us a chance to see their plays. And so there is still a national festival, and that's where they bring the top actors and designers and stage managers, et cetera. And that's a very viable and exciting event, but they no longer bring plays there. It was just too expensive.
So, but it still might be possible for members of the cast, for example, or maybe the playwright, to be invited to come to the National Festival.
Oh, they'll keep the playwright out. Yeah, they have more sense than that. They won't let me out there. No,
There's the one little restraining order.
Yes, in the capital, capital.
Yeah.
But let's not quibble about that.
Exactly.
Now, there is a chance, and our designers and a number of our actors are vying for the acting scholarship to Irene Ryan. And those winners, those recipients go to Washington. So absolutely, there is that chance. And we've had a long history of our students doing very well at the regional festival and going on to Washington and doing well there. So we're keeping our fingers crossed for that as well. In terms of the play, that's probably where our primary focus is. But and part of the fun of this is we don't have to worry about it advancing, competing. You know, it's really just we get to do it four more times down there, and that's a great gift for us. So.
Do the art for the sake of the art.
Right.
Now, just want to let folks know that there is going to be a performance of the show tomorrow, and it's possible that it's already sold out because the show sold out nonstop when it debuted in the fall, and they said, okay, well, we'll have another performance to help offset costs and stuff so that everybody's not, you know, packing themselves into your Toyota and driving to Iowa.
Although that sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun. Yeah. It's how many actors can you fit in a little bitty car?
Right.
So there was an additional performance set for tomorrow night at 7:30.
Right.
And I don't suppose you have any idea of knowing if it's sold out or not yet.
Well, I know it's not sold out because we moved it to the big theater. So we did it originally in the Dudley, the experimental theater, which has 100 seats. And we did 9 performances, and it sold out those 9 performances. But now for this, so as many people can see it, who want to see it, we're putting it in our big space. So that's 600 seats. So I think everyone will get a chance to see it. And this, we're also putting it there so actors can get used to what the space will be like down in Iowa.
Well, the other thing that you might want to consider for next year, if you go, you know, are ready to go all the way, that you could move your fundraising performance to the football field.
Yes.
Because after all, that is where competitive events take place, and you've got a lot of seats, a lot of seats.
Yeah, I don't know what we're thinking.
Yeah, no. I don't either.
You're
right. I don't either. That's probably why arts funding is so difficult, because you people are just not thinking.
No, we're not. We're putting it in these small spaces and not on massive fields. Yeah, I don't know what we're thinking.
Yeah, the tiny little spaces with lights and heat and... All right. You got to start thinking like a champion, Isbell.
All right. We'll get on it.
Tom Isbell is the author and director of One River, and it is one of 6 productions scheduled to compete in the 6th State Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. That is toward the end of the month. You guys break a leg. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
Radio Theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.